Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Man, I want some new... No, I need some new music. Hey everybody, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this final edition of January 2026 New Music. I am going to choose an album for you and quickly put a bow on this thing. But before we do that, I want to thank everybody who sent in new music picks for January 2026. We wrapped up yesterday with Mark Neese and Sonny Varney. Thank you guys very much. And all the listeners who sent in picks, along with Jim starting us off, I know that January is not always a month where there's a ton of new releases, but the stuff that you guys came up with is amazing. I was just loving it day after day and putting all these episodes together and just really digging these tunes and adding new albums to my playlists and folders and things like that. So thanks, everybody, very much. Much appreciated. I also want to remind everybody that we have a 90s album madness bracket poll countdown thing going on. I read about it myself in Parade magazine. You might want to find it online. Parade magazine ran a great story. I don't know who that writer is, but he seems like he's got a bright future ahead of him, whoever he is. And if you are listening to this episode on the day it is released, that would be Friday, February 27th. Today's matchup is a tasty one in the hosts bracket. First round, number 7, The Breeders against number 10, Superchunk. Who's gonna pull it out? Are you gonna feel foolish? Or are you gonna have a last splash? Anyway, make sure you're voting every single day over at Facebook, at Suburbs Pod on Facebook. And that's where you vote. And we will be having a wrap-up of the host bracket and a preview of the round 2 of the sales quadrant coming up. Hopefully on Monday for everybody. We'll get our expert analysts in and run down the doings. All right. With all that said, I want to talk about an album that came out in January 2026. It's by a band called Imarhan, I-M-A-R-H-A-N. They are one of several groups that work within the style that I have called Tuareg rock. It's also called desert rock. It's a blues-based African sound. I've heard people call it Takamba. I've heard the term Tishomarin, if that's pronounced incorrectly, which I'm sure it is. It's all that kind of sound that you'll hear from bands like Tenariwen, Mdou Mokhtar, Songhai Blues, a number of bands that work in the style with just a very distinct and identifiable sound when you hear those guitars, acoustic or electric, just whipping in there and creating some great music. And Imarhan are a group from Tamanrasset, which is in the southern part of Algeria in the mountains near the borders with Mali and Niger. And this is their fourth record. Their first three are just absolutely fantastic. I just can't get enough of them. Every track, it's like I'm eating popcorn. Just give me more, more, more. I just love this kind of music so much. But what I found really interesting about the fourth album that they released in January, which is called Essam, E-S-S-A-M, which loosely translates in English to lightning, is that it is kind of a different approach for the band. They didn't go radically different, but what they did was they have incorporated some electronics and some sort of live sampling techniques to make something very, very interesting based on their sound. And oftentimes, if you are into a group and they put out a new record and they try something different and it doesn't really go well, then you think to yourself, maybe they've lost it. But in this case, Imarhan has moved in a slightly different direction, but I feel it just makes their music stronger and is really a building block toward something else. Where it goes, I have no idea. But I'm enjoying it right now. For the first time, their longtime engineer, sound engineer named Maxime Kosinets, went into the producer's role. I also believe that Imarhan has now either their own studio, or they have helped build a studio, or are part owners of a studio where they have a lot more time to be in there and work on stuff. And they brought in one half of the French duo UTO, Emile Papandreou, who's a multi-instrumentalist. And Emile worked with sampling some of the playing during the recording sessions, and also including electronic instruments, synthesizer, and just subtly adding things and feeding them kind of back into the sound. And it doesn't take it miles away from the Touareg rock sound, but it gives it a different flavor. And I think it's really, really cool and really fascinating. Just very, very emotive and inspiring. I feel like a widescreen opens up when I put this album on, which is a good thing. When your brains are as clogged up as ours are, and I think best way to go from here is to play you something. And I want to play a song called Tin Arath, and I'm going to pick it up about a minute and a half in, and listen when I get to the breakdown here. You'll hear kind of those elements I was talking about coming into the sound. Very, very cool. Did you like it when it broke down a little bit and the electronic elements kind of came bubbling up? I really like that. Really, really do. Now, all that said, this is not a radical, like I said, 180-degree turn away from the core sound that they have. That is still the building block. That is still the framework. That is still the basis for everything they do. And if you listen to track 3, Tel-Alt, you'll hear what I mean, that their chops and form are in tip-top shape.
We'll be right back.
Good stuff, or is not that good stuff? It is good stuff. It really is. So the new album, SM, is available now. Came out in January. You can pick it up on Bandcamp easily. It is available on the streamings. There's album version of it that you can find on Bandcamp in something called Transparent Petrol Vinyl that looks very cool in a gatefold jacket, and also the standard version of the LP, as well as a CD. So if you go to imarhan.bandcamp.com, you'll see it all there, and you can make a purchase if you dig it. And it looks like they're doing some shows in the UK coming up in March. I don't know if they currently have anything planned for the United States, but I do see a lot of European shows on the docket for the spring, March and April. With that, let me take you out with another cut from SM, the fourth album from Imarhan. My pick from January 2026, and we'll leave you with that. We will talk to you guys with a Bracket Round update next week.
ورد الليل مضى الورني فراوا ورد الليل مضى الورني فراوا سليغ قلان الديلك وما الناس كسوا تاب الججة تتجمع الناس كسوا سليغ قلان الديلك وما الناس كسوا
Are you going to feel foolish, or are you going to have a last splash?